Now, as we come today to the sixth chapter of Mark, we find that the Lord Jesus makes a return visit to Nazareth. And he sends out the 12 to preach, and they report back to him. Then he feeds the 5,000, he walks on the water, he heals in the land of Gennesaret. And then we have the incident that had taken place previously to the incidents recorded in this chapter of John the Baptist, who had been murdered by Herod to please Herodias. Now we read, beginning with verse 1, "And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?" And then their reaction there in Nazareth is this. Verse 3, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended of him. Now, this incident that is here has been put down by the side of the fourth chapter of Luke, and the critic likes to say that you have here a contradiction in the Bible, that you have two accounts that conflict one with the other. Well, the fact of the matter is, you have the record of two visits that our Lord made to his hometown of Nazareth. And I would like to say that I think he probably made other visits to Nazareth, but these are the two that are recorded. Now, in Luke 4, you have the first visit. And when he returned back there, he was alone. But here you find in verse 11 that his disciples were with him. And he gives them that commission there. And on his first visit, there was no miracle performed. And here we're told he healed a few sick folk. And at his first visit, he left suddenly when they tried to kill him. And here, Matthew tells us that he remained in this area. On both occasions, however, he entered the synagogue and taught. And on both occasions, he was rejected by his fellow townsfolk. And we find here, therefore, that you do not have a conflict, but two records of two visits that he made to his hometown. The first time he left, went down to Capernaum, made that his headquarters, and again he wanted to reach his hometown. In verse 1, when it says here his own country, it's literally his fatherland. It's what it literally means. And it was the custom of our Lord to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, wherever he was. I think he felt the need to worship God in this way. And also it was the place to reach the people of that day. Now his teaching amazed those who had known him. His words, his works and wonders likewise occasioned a consternation on the part of his fellow citizens here. You see, they raised the question. They actually did not believe that Nazareth could produce anyone like Jesus. And as they looked at themselves, and they were judging, of course, Nazareth by themselves, and Nazareth hadn't done too well by them, they just figured that there couldn't be one like the Lord Jesus. And they had no faith in one of their own, and likewise, they had no faith in themselves. And this passage also reveals that Mary had other children. They were half-brothers and sisters of Jesus. And I think the Jude that's mentioned here is evidently the author of the Epistle of Jude. And they were scandalized because of him. They thought they knew him. And, of course, this was their stumbling stone. I think there's a danger today of getting familiar with Jesus. He is one that you don't get familiar with at all. And that was their problem. They thought they knew him, and they did not. They had been familiar with him. They had seen him as a boy grow up in the town.